Welcome back. I'm glad you're here today for another episode of The X. I'm Brenda Rigney. I'm a dream biz coach, and I am talking today about generating leads. But before we get into the whole topic of generating leads, I want to know from you, where are you closing sales the most right now in your business? This is a really important data point that all business owners need to be aware of, is where do you typically close sales? So obviously, if you have a traditional brick and mortar business, it's like, are you closing sales at the cash register? Are you closing sales in the fitting room where you offer product, on shelves, on hangers? Where are you closing sales? And if you have an online business, at what point are you closing sales? Is it with the low ticket offers? Is it with your high ticket offers? If you're doing, live launches. So are you closing sales in your live masterclasses? Are you closing sales with your strategic freebies? These are all questions that I want to answer today. So answer that question for yourself. Where are you closing sales the most right now? And if you don't have the answer to that question, I hope you're going to figure it out today after getting off of this podcast, and then go back and check the last 30 days, the last 60 days, the last 90 days in your business, and start tracking where are your leads coming from and where are you closing sales. So this is all part of a bigger conversation about what is your sales process. If you're sitting here right now in your business in 2024, in May, today's May 14th when I'm recording this session, and you don't have an answer to that question of where are you closing sales? Where are your leads coming from? I'm going to tell you right now, friend, that you do not have a sales process in place in your business, or one that's repeatable. And if it's repeatable, it's scalable. And here's the thing, that you're not having to shoot from the hip every time you talk to a client. I've been there. I remember when I first started my business 6 years ago, people would call me up and be like, okay, how can I work with you? And I'd be like, tell me more about your business. And then I would be shooting from the hip, working from scratch every single time. Proposals used to take a long time. I'd be like, oh, I'll get back to you in 48 hours. You know, not enough time to really put anything heartfelt into it, but then also having to feel like I was under the gun to kind of come up with something amazing when really the conversation just needed to take place. I just needed to get better at having conversations. More on that. But I'm going to go back to the sales process. Right now, a sales process looks like, you know, if you're having a hard time to close, if you're not too sure where you're closing from, I'm going to tell you right now that you're not clear on where you're bringing your people in from. You may not have a lead generation system. You may not have a system to nurture people. You may also not have a system to nurture, warm them up, handle objections, close the conversations, and then obviously follow up if they didn't purchase, or if they did, follow up in a way that then you can sell them more things. So that whole thing is like when we're converting, because we've got a sales process, it's all because we're having conversations. Lead generation, nurturing people, warming people, handling objections. These are all part of nurturing conversations. Now, I'll ask you, how many conversations are you having with people this week, today, last week, last quarter? Another thing that you should be tracking in your business. So oftentimes we, go after the obvious things to track, like revenue. Oh, I didn't hit a 5K month. I didn't hit a 10K month. Therefore, I'm not doing well. I would say to you, if you had 30 conversations this week, if you had 50 conversations last month, you are doing a good job in your business, because you're at least talking to people about your offers, talking to people about what you do, who you are, your expertise, your authority. And these conversations could take place in a multiple different ways. But I feel sometimes as business owners, we revert back to, well, I posted something on social media today. I did a reel today. I'm like, awesome. But did you connect with any of the followers that you got as a result of that reel? Every time I post a reel, I get followers. I welcome them into my Instagram community and ask them more about their business, ask them about themselves, ask them about their goals. I want to be curious about the people that are following me. So I'll keep asking you this question, how many conversations are you having? And if having conversations with complete strangers feels awkward to you, I'm going to tell you that the more that you have them, the more your brain will get comfortable with them. And once they start following you, they're not a stranger anymore. They're actually a lead. So we often think that sometimes leads are people that actually buy things from us, but leads are people that are already starting to invest in us. And whether or not they are investing in a $10,000 program that you offer, or an Instagram reel that you published yesterday, it's an investment of people's time, money, effort that they're giving to you. And so, have that, reciprocity come back to them. Be curious, ask them questions, learn more about them. Plus, the other thing that also happens is that when you start having conversations and you start tracking some of these things that we just talked about, Where are my closing sales? Where are my leads coming from? How many conversations am I having a day, a week, a month? Now I've got data. I've got data that I can apply to different systems, tools in my business. When you start working with a coach and a coach says, how can I help you out? You have data now. You can say, you know what? I'm really good at having conversations, but I don't close my conversations. Okay, great. Let's pinpoint some time there. Or, you know, I'm really good at closing sales in this area, but I've been working really hard on trying to close sales in this area and it seems really low for me and I want to work on that. Okay, cool. Like, or I have this proven way of doing it, but I also want to have a backup way of doing it. Awesome. Now you can get really specific around your coaching versus signing up for some generic mastermind, hoping that you're going to get something out of it, hoping that this coach is going to give you some brilliant words of wisdom and everything's going to fall into place. When you have data about your business, you can ask for more things, you can customize things, you can scale things at a velocity that just fits with your overall vision and goals that you have overall for your life and your business. So more data, more objective ways of working on your business. So in these conversations you're having with people, you know, are they saying that they want to work with you? And are you being seen as an expert, right? So I feel that, like, you know, once you start talking to more people, and that could literally be your vet, your hairdresser, you know, the kids' teachers, when you pick them up from school, hey, what's going on in your life, Brenda? Well, I'm up to these things. And it's like, you know, the more that you talk about it, the more you're going to be seen as an expert. Like, people know for me that I'm always talking about getting your business and your life aligned, you know, making sure that we've got boundaries, healthy boundaries in place, that we're shifting our limiting beliefs, that we're leasing our money blocks. And we do this, you know, by setting a vision, values, and goals for our life. People know that about me. They're always like, oh, you're always talking about vision and goals. You're always talking about getting in alignment with your life and business. And that there's one life. There's not like my business life, my personal life, my relationship life. It's like just one life. I don't want to like split myself into all these different lives. So when you become an expert and you've got this authority on who you are and what you're all about, then people will seek you out more. So, you know, ultimately this goes back to brand messaging. When you're clear on what your brand is, you know, then obviously you can talk about it more and you'll be seen more and you just get into those conversations. Now, oftentimes what I'll hear from people too, when they reach out to me is like, oh, you're so inspiring, Brenda. You're so insightful. And while I love those, you know, the feel good, you know, compliments, it says to me, it's a bit of a trigger to me that you don't necessarily want to buy something from me. Like, you find me insightful and inspiring and you want to follow me, which is great, but there's not something in there that is making you want to take that next step. And that's an indication to me that I haven't been talking about my offers. Like, I'm not actually giving you a concrete way to work with me. And, you know, at the end of the day, not giving you that sort of push or that sense of, you know, ethical urgency to go and consume my products or my services. So that's something to be aware of. We don't want to be in the friend zone conversations. We want to be in the take action zone of conversations. So notice that too, is that if you are having lots of conversations, but you're not converting, you're probably in the friend zone. And while people may still find you to be an expert and insightful and inspiring, they don't know about your offers. You haven't met their objections yet, the reasons why they wouldn't want to buy from you. And, you know, they're moving on to somebody else. They're going to go find that solution someplace else. So a couple other things that I want to start talk about these conversations and just sort of like setting up your week. So when I talk about having more conversations, right, it's reaching out to the people that are following you. So if I have new people that follow me on Instagram because of a reel that I'm doing, and here's the thing, if I want to have new conversations with new eyeballs, new people that haven't come across me before, it's going to come through a reel. That's just the way the algorithm works in Instagram. They know that, you know, people, business owners, et cetera, that want to connect with new people, do it through reels. So you got to get out there on reels. Reels can be anything. They can be B-roll, you know, you walking down the beach and me looking at your feet and there's some great, you know, hook message that wants me to go and look at your caption. Or maybe it's me talking on screen about something that I believe in passionately and you believe in the same thing. So you want to listen more and, you know, deep dive into a rabbit hole around that. But reels are going to be the way that you get new eyeballs. And then when people start following you or engage you with your content, reach out to them. Hey, Sally, thanks a lot for following my, you know, my account. Thanks for checking out my page. Thanks for liking my content. You know, here's what I do. Tell me a little bit more about your business. Tell me a little bit more about how you work with this. Tell me about like what it's like as a mom juggling, you know, business or work if you work with moms and helping them find like better ways of maxing out their time. So reach out to them and connect with them. And then, you know, it could even be asking them simple questions like, you know, how did you find me? Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your business. I see that you follow, you know, Jane Smith, how do you know her? How do you know them? How are you connected with them? Because I'm connected with them too. You know, are you working on setting boundaries specifically? Are you working on managing your time? Are you working on getting more bone density, you know, strengthening up your muscles? You know, ask them, you know, these open-ended questions to get the conversation going. And, you know, connect people to other resources, right? So it's not just always about a direct link to sales. So in these conversations, I'm not pitching. I'm not going, hey, I'm Brenda. And by the way, I've got like a 6-week, you know, coaching mastermind you can attend. That may come up in the conversation, but I got to know you a little bit more, right? It's not like I just knock on somebody's house and say, hey, can I come over for dinner? I got to like be invited into the house and maybe serve some appetizers before I actually sit down at the table. So it could also be like, hey, I noticed that you were talking about boundaries the other day. I really love talking about boundaries too. Have you read, you know, so-and-so's book or listened to this TED talk or followed this person's podcast because they're an expert in setting boundaries? Oh, you haven't heard about them? Do you want me to send you the link, right? You know, it's connecting people and building up resources that way. So we're not necessarily heavily pitching at this point. We're just having conversations. And then, you know, the key thing too, is that when you have these people that are following you is that you're also reaching out to them. So, you know, I go sometimes into my followers list, right? Like, so I spend anywhere between half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour a day, literally 5 days a week. And I'll just reach out to my followers and I'll be like, hi, Sam, it's so great to have you following my content and, you know, or in my orbit, binging my content. I'm just so appreciative of my followers being here. I noticed that you do X, Y, and Z in your business. Tell me a little bit more about that. Or I'll just go into, like, I might not even go into that. That might be a little bit too, like, right in there if I haven't talked to this person in a year or 2 years since they started following me and I initially reached out to them. But it could be something like, you know, thanks a lot for following me. I'm actually thinking about doing a podcast on setting boundaries in the next couple of weeks. What would be really important for you? Or give them some choices. You know, I'm going to be talking about boundaries on my podcast coming up in the next few weeks. And I'm just getting some data points, you know, from my followers to see what people are interested in. For you, is it important to set boundaries with family, with technology, with money, with clients and work? Tell me what like the big thing is for you. And then it's like, I'm going to do a podcast on like what people really need. And then at least you get some engagement. Now, the beauty of doing this technique that I've seen, and I've learned this from my coach, Jillian Murphy, and I've been doing it regularly now, is that it actually reawakens the algorithm with the people that initially followed you. So for example, you know, if I do reach out to Sam and I do this, like, hey, what do you think about this podcast idea? They may either one respond, which is great. And then I get information from them. I can also go back and follow up and say, hey, Sam, you know, you told me about what you wanted on this boundaries podcast. I've now recorded it. Would you like the link to it? So I can go back and get them listening to my podcast and consuming more of my content. Second thing is they may not respond, but I can see that they responded. So that's like, oh, okay. So they're awake. Awesome. Just because they don't respond doesn't necessarily mean that they're not still wanting to follow me unless they unfollow me that day, which is okay. Cause maybe I woken them up and they're just like, you know what? I'm not into Brenda's content anymore. And I'm fine with people unsubscribing. It's like, don't waste your time following people that, you know, don't resonate with you, don't lift you up. And, you know, it's like, it's all that sort of conscious consumption piece. But the key thing is that when they see your content, because you've kind of woken them up a little bit, is that they may go and consume something else. They may go check out some reels that gets views up. But the other thing that I will say to the algorithm is like, oh, you know, we see that Sam actually likes Brenda's content because she's going to check her out. And so we'll send more of Brenda's content to Sam when it gets published, but we'll also send more of Brenda's content to people like Sam, maybe Sam's followers, maybe people that are in Sam's orbit or other content, you know, sources that Sam has liked. So they'll, you know, reawaken the algorithm can be a great way to get people consuming your content more. And just remember that most of the people, I think the stats are really clear, like 5 to 10% of the people that follow you actually only see your content. So whether you've got 10,000 followers or 10 followers right now, only, you know, that small percentage, 5 to 10% will actually see your content. So if you're launching a new offer and you're hoping that your followers are all going to see it and you're wondering why they're not consuming it, it's because their algorithm has kind of like died. It's gotten stagnant. So you got to go back in there and reawaken them. And then obviously, if they do engage with the content, you can be just having these conversations in the DMs. And just know that these DM conversations take a while, right? It's a slow game. It's not like oh, I reawoken, you know, the algorithm with Sam and I haven't talked to Sam in a year and now they're going to go buy it. It might happen, but it might not happen right away. But at least it's getting new eyeballs on your content, right? And then, you know, obviously you're setting up that connection. So like, kind of like, why are you still here? Like, who are you? How can I help you? What are you looking for, right? You want to be in those, you know, put yourself in the situation where you, now you're being seen as an expert and talking more and more with these people, you know, and, you know, if there's a situation that comes up. So again, I'm on the sort of boundaries track right now, as I talked to you on this podcast episode. So let's just stay down that road. But it's like, you know, so, okay. So I asked you if I did a podcast in a couple of weeks and you were interested in learning more about how to deal with boundaries with technology versus money. So tell me like how technology is helping you right now in your business, in your life, like where is it saving you time, saving you money, saving you effort? And then where is it taking away time from you? Where is it costing you more? Where is it making you have to do double time because like you're making mistakes because of the technology that you've put in place? Now I can think of a couple of platforms that I signed up to use in my business over the last few years that I don't use anymore. And for a variety of reasons, but I kind of listed off the initial three. They didn't give me a time saving. They cost more money than something else that came out later or I didn't know about and now I want to use. Or it just took too much effort, which again, constrains my time and my money. So, you know, like ask them and then you gain insight, right? You can learn more about it. And it's like, kind of like, what's challenging for you about setting boundaries with technology? What's been working for you? You know, what are some things that you just wouldn't give up because it's been working for you? I want to know about those things too, because if I'm going to do this podcast, it's like, I can share some ideas that Sam, who I met out of like Alabama, is doing in their business. Plus it just gets you more aware of the problems of the people that are following you. So I find when I engage with my followers and they tell me what the problems are or their aspirations around their business, things that they want to overcome, this now feeds my content strategy. Like you could be like creating like 30 posts. And I say this all the time, like go on ChatGPT and create 30 posts in a second. But I get my content ideas from my followers. When they like something, that's great. But when we actually have a conversation, a dialogue about what's important to them and what are some things that they want to try and overcome that's like they're seeing as a challenge or impediment in their business and their life right now, and I have a solution for it and I post content about it, I'm super jazzed. So then that's like, to me, that's high value, right? It's like if I can show that I'm providing value, authority, expertise, then chances are that person's going to want to work with me because it's like, number one, I listen to them. And number two, I've got an answer that may solve the problem for them. I can also find out, it's like, hey, so Sam, I recorded that episode on boundaries on technology. Do you want me to share the link with you? Oh, yes. Thanks, Brenda. And then, you know, give them a reasonable amount of time, a week, 2 weeks, go back. Hey, Sam, what did you think of that podcast episode? Did you listen to it? Anything that you're putting in place this week that's helping you? Right? You just continue on with that conversation. But also the follow-up is really key. And it's not the follow-up around, are you going to buy my offer? Are you going to buy my offer? Because it's just like, ugh. But it's like, are you going to utilize the tools that I've been giving you, the free stuff I've been giving you? And then as a result, just get deeper and deeper involved in my content and seeing me as this expert, this authority that could potentially help you out in your business. So let me just see. I'm going to go to my notes here for a second. It's always good to go to your notes. Yeah, I think this is where then I might be coming in with a solution. So, you know, Sam, you can see my content around boundaries in the DMs here. We've been talking about it on my podcast. I don't exactly say it that way. You know, what are some other things that I could help solve for you? You know, have you tried this, right? This is where it's like, from a no, like, and trust standpoint, we've been having this conversation. I can kind of get in there now and maybe start making some suggestions. Like, have you thought about joining a mastermind? We've got one coming up. You know, you can start presenting these type of things in that situation because you know that they've been consuming things. So, but always I look for permission. And it could be as simply as like, you know, I'd love to know if this sounds good to you. I'd love to know if this is the right time for us to have this conversation. I'd love to know if, you know, what I sent you last week, the podcast link, the blog link, resonated with you. And if you're starting to use that more. So always like that permission, like, I'd love to know if it's safe for us to continue down this path without me saying it's safe. But it just presents that feeling of safety, right? From a complete stranger that they know nothing about, who eventually is going to ask them for money. Right? So it's like, we got to build that no, like, and trust. And I think that's some of the things that I'm seeing right now. I, you know, probably should have said this at the very beginning of the podcast, that I'm seeing in the online space is that in the past, consumers would And I'm not saying like willy-nilly, but just like, you know, invest in things without necessarily looking at the and you know, the expert, maybe because they had a really polished Instagram feed, they looked really great on Reels. That might be enough of an impetus to go purchase from them. But I think the consumer now, the online consumer especially, is in that sort of coaching consulting space, is definitely looking for more credibility, more time to consume the content. Are you going to be consistent and show up the same way for me? You know, are you going to be true to what you're saying? So I think all these examples I've just given you, as far as having conversations and talking to people in the DMs when they follow you, because it's one thing to say, you know what, I need more people to look at my content, but it's like you need to have a conversation with them to know what they want in order to recommend the best thing that's going to serve them. So when we talk about leads, leads are just like converting leads is all about just having conversations. And I want to go back to the beginning of this podcast episode, keep it really short and sweet today, that if you want to increase the amount of leads that are looking at your offers, that are entertaining your offers right now, it's about conversations. How many conversations are you having right now with people that are interested in your content, that are interested in your offers? How are you going back and following up with them? What does that look like? Start tracking, right? And just start small. If you're like, Brenna, I'm not having any conversations. People have been following me for the last 2 or 3 months, and I've never reached out to them. And it seems scary to me. Now, the cool thing is that you're like, I say this to clients all the time. Now I'm going to go down a different tangent about sales calls. Is that right now on your website, you may have in there like, oh, book a call with me, book a call with me. But I'm like, it is so much easier to just talk to people casually without pitching them in the DMs because there's no time limit. On a sales call, it's like, oh, I've got 20 minutes. You know, like I've worked with sales coaches and they're like, this is how you do a 20-minute sales call, or you should be able to convert people in 10 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, so much pressure. You know, I can go back and forth with people over like 2, 3 weeks in the DMs and just have casual conversations with them about what's working, what's not working. And I can immediately see that they're interested in wanting to work with me and then sign up to work with me in my community membership. So think about that too, is that if you're struggling right now with sales calls, working with people in the DMs and talking to the DMs, there's no time pressure. There's no like, I have to pitch you or I'm going to lose you pressure. You can gently, slowly, casually drop in tools, resources, and establish yourself as that expert authority figure for them. And I want to say really quickly, but not in that rushed pitch pressure type of way. So think about that. Let me know what you think of this podcast today. I'd love for you to reach out to me on Instagram. If you're not following me, start following me. Ask me your questions. Let's start talking about how to generate leads in a way that feels good for your nervous system and that obviously gets you the result that people are converting and buying, consuming your product and services. Take care, my friends. See you soon.